It's about to get Gabby AF. We about to get Gabby AF, Gabby AF. We about to get Gabby AF, Gabby AF. It's nothing less, cause you rocking with the best. Now we about to get Gabby AF.
All right, hello, and welcome to another episode of Gabby AF. I am your host, Gabby Laspisa, which you already know. And I brought on a very special guest today. If you are a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you're going to be very excited. But if you're a football fan in general, you should be pretty excited because this man is a legend to me. And he's a big pro wrestling fan, so I had to get him on, especially with WrestleMania being in Philadelphia this year. I don't know if you've heard of him. You should have if you haven't. It's Mr. Brandon Graham, Philadelphia Eagle defensive end. Hello, sir. How are you?
How you doing, Gabby? I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you coming on. I know we had some technical difficulties, so we have to have a bit of a quicker episode than I would have liked because I could talk to you forever because you are already turning into one of my favorite people if you didn't already know that. But yeah, I mean, when I heard that you were a pro wrestling fan, I was like, I got to get him on the show because I think there's such a big crossover between NFL and WWE and just pro wrestling and football in general. So before we get into the football side of stuff, I know you said you watched like old school wrestling when you, so you grew up watching wrestling. Did you Okay. So what were some of your favorite wrestlers? That's what we got to start with. I got to know.
Well, you know, I got to go with Stone Cold because, you definitely would catch me having a bunch of pop or, you know, sodas and shaking them up and doing his dance and doing all that stuff. And then, you know, I had my ex-pop. We was doing their dance and stuff like that. Kane, Undertaker. I used to just love just watching The Rock, of course, just loving all the premier fights, you know, the premier wrestling matches that that just come up. I just love the storylines that they always kind of portrayed. People being in the back looking behind the scenes. It's entertaining. And it was entertaining because, you know, we used to talk about it at the bus every day back when I was in middle school.
I love that you mentioned The Rock because I've talked to you, you know, The Rock is back and he's back like full force back. And he's badass Rock, like he's heel Rock. He's like not very nice right now. And, you know, he's going to be a maniac. It's actually like an insane thing that The Rock is back because every time I talk to anyone who's even just a casual fan, they mention The Rock. I feel like you can't not mention him in if you are a pro wrestling fan. I know you're kind of keeping up very little bit with what's going on now, but The Rock is really coming after Cody Rhodes. I don't know how familiar you are with Cody Rhodes right now. He's kind of like the guy in the WWE. He's like the uber babyface, and heels and Rock's the heel. He's the bad guy. I mean, he's really been throwing some trash talk at Cody. He's talking shit about his family, about his dogs, about his father, his siblings. Like, what? I mean, how much does trash talk really like affect you when you're playing football? It's obviously something you are pretty privy to. Are you like a big trash talker, or are you like on the receiving end of the trash talk?
Nah, I'm a big trash talker for sure. So, you know, you're really trying to get in their head. So right now, that's what The Rock's trying to do. He's trying to stir the pot, you know, trying to get him, trying to see where he lies as far as like, is he on the defensive or the offensive? And I think The Rock for sure is trying to make his presence known that he's back. So who's the best way? I mean, what's the best way to do it? By going at the top dog and giving them a little trash talk. But I know all about it. You know, you just got to have some fun while you out there. And then you really messing with, you know, the guy's head sometimes depend on, you know, who you're talking about. So I hope that it doesn't backfire on The Rock coming in.
You think it might? So are you your team Rock over like what's going on between him and Cody? Like, are you rooting for the good guy, or you're like Rock, you can't beat the Rock? Like, he's coming in hot.
Well, I always been an underdog, so I might have to go against The Rock on this one.
Wow.
I had to go against The Rock on this.
I actually love that so much because Cody, I'm a big Cody Rhodes girl. Like, that's my guy. I love him. And I actually interviewed him like the first 3 weeks of my podcast. And I don't know if you probably didn't hear it, but it was like the beginning of the football season. Mm-hmm. And I asked him like, are you a big football fan? Like, who do you like this year? And he said, I kind of want, I'm an Eagles fan this year. And he was an Eagles fan because obviously, as you know, WrestleMania is going to be in Philadelphia where you guys play football. And he was like, when I went there to see the arena and everything, like, they were the nicest people. Like, the everyone in Philadelphia was the nicest people. We got all the gear and stuff. So he was actually an Eagles fan this entire season, Cody Rhodes. So it's kind of nice that you are kind of rooting for the underdog in Cody, and he was a big fan of you guys all season.
Hey, that worked out perfect. I mean, and I just really, you know, I'm always trying to fight for the underdog because, you know, it's like, well, like me trash talking people, you know, I definitely understand people trash talking us being the underdogs and you know, saying that what we can't do. And that's why I feel like I've been here for so long, because I kind of keep that chip on my shoulder. Like, so, you know, like somebody's talking about me and I know they're trying to get rid of me, but I'm definitely going to fight to the end.
Yeah, I mean, you are like the quintessential Philadelphia Eagle, which is like insane. Because I had to ask around, because as you know, I'm not an Eagles fan, which isn't nice for me. So not only am I not an Eagles fan, I'm a very avid Eagles like hater, I would say. Eagles fan hater. Not like you guys. You're athletes and you just go out there and crush it. But I said my number one red flag in a guy is if he's an Eagles fan, because they're insane. I like won't go out on a date with a guy if he's an Eagles fan. It's like a big thing for me. I get the ick automatically. I went to Penn State, so it's not my fault. It was a lot of Philly fans there, and they're just a crazy fan base. But you're coming on your 15th season with the Philadelphia Eagles, and since you've been in the NFL, it's the only team that you've been on. You've made franchise history as it being your 15th season. That's like a very rare thing in the NFL to only have been with kind of one team your entire career. You know, how does that feel for you coming into your 15th season? How do you kind of look back at maybe your first and kind of see your progression to now?
Well, you know, I know that I'm way better than I was when I started, as far as, you know, being able to handle the fans, because, you know, they was tough in the beginning. I didn't really like going out and doing all kind of stuff because, you know, the fans felt like they missed on the pick. And like you said, like, I became the underdog on, like, oh, what people think of me and what they thought I was going to, you know, amount to. But I had people in my corner. You know, I had a couple guys on the team that would talk me through, just making sure that I stayed focused on, you know, the goals that I set for that year, and then just keep it moving. And I'm happy that the team definitely, you know, kept me. Because that was the biggest thing, because it could have been different. With the GM might have just said, nah, you know what, we're going to move on. You know, you haven't done enough. I mean, there's other guys on the board that we want to draft and get. And, you know, he could have let me go. But I'm happy that they stuck with me. I think it's more of my personality now, me helping the guys, me serving the guys, giving them all the gems that, you know, I've learned along the way, just so that I can pass the torch to someone else. So I think I'm thankful. I'm happy to still be in my 14th season, still playing at a high level too. So that's another, if you weren't playing at a high level, he would have been told me to kind of, you know, get ready for the coaching world if you really love ball that much. So I know for me, I'm excited for this last year, because we really do got a shot to win it all this year.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to ask you, you know, we talked a little bit about this, but, you know, you got Saquon Barkley, who I love as a Penn Stater. Obviously, I'm a little heartbroken that he's now on the Eagles, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I like you so much and I like him, and I don't know if I'm going to have to root for the Eagles at some point. So I'm very conflicted in my life right now.
Hey, but, well, you know what? I'll help you by sending you a jersey that you got to wear then.
No, don't do it to me, because I'm not going to not be able to wear the jersey now. And yeah, I'm going to feel like an asshole, and I'm going to have to wear it. And like, all people that listen to this show and know me are going to be like, you are such a flip flopper if you now like the Eagles, because that was my least liked. Listen, not you guys especially, but, and I've been to an Eagles game. I was at the Eagles Niners game this season, actually, but because I was rooting for the Niners. So, and then you guys, they actually won that game, but, you know, neither here nor there, because you guys had a good season, I guess. But, you know, speaking of changes coming up this season, your boy, you know, Jason Kelce had that amazing, by the way, his retirement speech was probably one of the greatest retirement speeches I've ever heard. And it went pretty viral, considering the Kelce brothers are like taking over. They just had the number one podcast. They're really crushing it. I know you're close with Jason. That's your boy. You know, talk a little bit about him choosing to retire and kind of, you know, the effect it's going to have on the team this season.
Well, you know what? I think that if you had guys that knew that they, I mean, everybody knew he was possibly not going to play this year.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, you know, those young guys was trying to continue to picking his brain, you know, as they went on, and somebody now should wanted to carry that torch of, you know, being just coming from under him and just take applying whatever it is that helped you along the way, and that you learn from him, that you in some stuff that you already do, you just make sure that you just be you. I want them to be them, but I think somebody's gonna step in and try to be, you know, who they called to be, because now it's gonna be their turn, and I'm gonna definitely motivate them and try to help them through, because it's gonna be different. Because Kelce is one of a kind. Everybody, we
Yeah.
all got uniqueness about ourselves, but I know that. I hope them young guys was paying attention, taking notes, because now it's their turn. And the new guys that do come in, even if they do draft a guy high, it don't matter, because you've been around greatness. And, you know, not saying that that person wouldn't, but you got to be able to hopefully learn. Hopefully the guy coming in will learn from you because of how you carry yourself, how you know, some good stuff that Jay did. Some of the younger guys are starting to do. And I'm just excited to see who's going to step into that role, because they got to, or they're gonna find somebody to do it. So I do appreciate Jay, because, man, all these years together, knowing how he feel about the offense, he always had me feeling good when he's talking positive, as far as, man, we got some good stuff going. Okay, bet, I like it, you know. And then it's some rough years where we like, I don't know what if we coming or going. So,
Yeah.
you know, I know Jay always kept it real, and that's what you're gonna always miss, because, you know, it's hard for people to keep it real nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a true statement that you just said. And it's so funny because I feel like in most professional sports especially, it's a lot of these younger guys coming in to take these spots from like veterans, or it's finally their time to like evolve. And that's a very big thing in pro wrestling as well. Like you got the guys like Sting just retired. So, you know, now it's like he was somebody in the locker room that a lot of people went to for advice. And, you know, is that a very, are you now that veteran that a lot of people come to you for the advice? And like, is that a role that you enjoy having? If someone's asking you like, oh, especially somebody in your position or someone coming to take over, like you're not done yet, but you know, being that guy for them. Or do people not even really do that? It always interests me, like the younger talent coming in to face, like to talk with the veterans, because they should be like sponges for you guys that have been in it forever.
Yeah, so that's really my role. I mean, I really know that when the guys come in, they just respect you because you did 15. Once they hear 15, they're like, man, where else have you been? And they
Crazy.
realize that I've been here the whole time. It's like, oh man, they just really want to pick my brain. And I'm just, you know, just so eager to give people that information, because, I mean, I don't know everything, but I can lead you somewhere in the building where if you want to know something about, if you want to know about something, here it is. This is the person to talk to. And I just want to, I'm just in a serving mindset, just trying to help the guys, because it is fun. I mean, it's fun watching guys evolve and take it to that next level, because, you know, I knew coming in, that's all I wanted to do was to continue to keep getting better in my game, and then, you know, be around some cool people, because every year, you don't know. Mahomes just won back to back.
Insane.
Nobody really thought that they was gonna do that this year, as far as, you know, the receivers is dropping balls and they doing this,
Right.
and then next thing you know, they get it together at the right time. And I just was more proud of that for them, because if I was a team that was going through that and been and where they wasn't really focused on us, and we just went out there and just started playing because that's all we had to do in the first place anyway, it's just like, man, I really do got big respect for that. And so I know that's what I try to help them guys. I tell them every year is different. We got new guys. When you win, other teams gonna want players and coaches on your team, so it's never gonna look the same. So what we gonna do with the year that we have? And this year we gotta have it. And that's just my message every year for the guys, because that's just the truth. Because it's everybody's interchangeable. It's people gonna get traded that you wouldn't have thought was gonna get traded, had one of their best years last year, gonna get traded because they just need some more capital and, you know, draft stuff and all that. So they always futuristic on and how they can pay less to get the same type of production. So I just know that about the league. It's a sad time sometimes because people
Yeah.
gotta go. But I'm happy to see when guys go get paid somewhere else, especially if we can't do it.
Well, you mentioned having fun, and I will say the people that the small crowd of people in NFL I do know had nothing but amazing things to say about like you and how you are as a person. And you know, I know you like to talk trash and all that kind of stuff. Maybe there would there ever be a future in pro wrestling for you? Because listen, if you got the athletics, you got the per it's athletics and personality. You got to be able to entertain too. So
Yeah.
you never know.
Hey, you never know. I mean, I never had nobody even really, throw that out there because I am animated, baby girl and me. We always, got the dramatics and having fun, just doing little stuff. But yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, I
Listen.
definitely want to get them abs together though. That'll be the first.
Abs.
Give me some abs, trying to look good. Got to make sure the physique is good.
Listen, I could see it happen. I think you in a tag team with Jason Kelsey would just kind of be the cherry on top. Because let's be real, he's almost like tailor-made for
Oh,
entertainment in that sense. And I feel like you guys could kind of be some kind of Philly street tag team or something and like really
Philly
just
duo.
mix shit up.
Love
Listen,
Philly. Oh, that would be fun.
that would be fun. And then you got Pat McAfee, who's an ex-NFL player who's on commentary with WWE. The crossovers are kind of, you know, can happen at any time, but I'm going to keep you in mind for it. Maybe I could be your manager if you ever wanted to go into pro wrestling. I think we could be good together.
Hey, well, look, you come up with some ideas. You talking in the right way. I'll definitely consider an opportunity for sure.
Have you ever been to like a WrestleMania or a live pro wrestling show or anything?
This will be the first. This will be the first, honestly, because I really haven't. I always watch it on TV,
Yeah.
but never got a chance to when I was little to go in person. But I know for me. This is gonna be everything to be able to take my son to go
Yeah.
watch and be entertained.
Well, so we gotta get you there. And like I think the fact that you know, you're going to bring your son. It's a family event, WrestleMania. You know what I mean? It's like our Super Bowl. So, is your son wanting to play football, or does he have like, is that something that you kind of pass along as well? Because I know that's got to be cool.
Well, yeah, he's playing flag right now.
Oh.
He just enjoy just anything with a ball right now. I mean, he's been playing flag, he played baseball, soccer, and
That's
I
my
mean,
sport.
for the most part, school be, keeping them busy too, because they got a bunch of stuff going on. He had basketball practice last month, and they only did that for about a good six weeks, because he in pre-K right now, but he
Yeah.
just five. He'd be going to kindergarten next year, and I'm excited to see him.
That's
Just
awesome.
keep growing. I ain't in no rush.
Yeah,
Nah,
no.
how fast time flying already. You know what I'm
Listen,
saying?
it's actually insane. I still can't believe it's already like March of 2024 because I feel like I woke up yesterday and it was 2019. So I don't know what's happened. And I was like 25 yesterday too. I don't know what happened. I don't know. But I mean, it is what it is. Every day is a blessing and every day you wake up healthy is like a good thing. So I try to look at it that way instead of crying on my birthday because I'm getting a year older. Yeah, I mean, I know we got to wrap soon, but one thing I think that you, and even just talking to you, it's very similar than that I see in Cody Rhodes is Cody Rhodes is a big family guy. He talks about his beautiful wife and his daughter, and he really has managed a good work, like life balance. So that's something that you kind of had to learn to struggle, or was it a struggle trying to finding the good balance for that? Or is it still a challenge? And that's something that you're going to look forward to, you know, when you are finished professionally playing, that you're going to have that time with your family. Like, how do you kind of, you know, steer that balance for yourself?
Well, you know what? It's you got to be intentional with stuff. I mean, set aside a little time. I mean, I know for me, I love being able to take the kids to school, drop them off. Drop them off, pick them up, and then take them to wherever they need to go. Because right now, I get that luxury because it's the off season. I train in the morning after I take them to go. go to school. I go work out at 9 o'clock, get done by like 10:30,
Yeah.
home, do stuff like this. It kind of enjoy a little bit of downtime before the storm hit again at 3, when I pick them up. Then, I'll take her to gymnastics. And it's really what you do with your time. It's really, you know how it is. I mean, you can get consumed with your phone sometimes, and it's so much entertainment all on that phone. I mean, you can find anything you want to look.
Yeah.
Whatever you into, you can find it. And for me, I just try to make sure when my son get here, he want to go outside and throw the ball. He want to go shoot some shots up. This every day, and just go outside and just go play. I love that, being able to just go out and be active after you do your homework. Well, he don't have it yet, but baby girl do. But she'll go out there. But you got gymnastics that she has, that she does. And so that's 3 hours there. I mean, we there from 4:30 to 7:30, 4 days out the week. So
Yeah.
it's, that's a grind. But it's worth it, because I know for me, when baby girl say have these moments where she just in her feelings of, daddy, I love you because you do this, you do that. Because when I wasn't as present, she felt that too. And she let me know, well, let wifey know, because she didn't tell me. And wifey told me, like, yeah, she wants you to watch her when she at gymnastics. She wants you to be in there. Cause I would go take a nap. I was taking a nap, cause that's like my time to take a quick
Yeah.
look while she in there. And boy, I started. I mean, that's you just gotta be intentional. I'm gonna crash when I crash, but since I don't, I would do it now more than I have being present of just them being there when I'm there. But then some days, if I'm tired, I'll let her know, like, baby girl, I'm gonna take me a quick nap, but I'm gonna be in the last hour, and I'm gonna watch you all the way through. And it's just communication,
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
But
telling you, you and Cody, I think, would be good friends. I'm just shipping it as a friendship, and I'm putting it out there. You're already rooting for my mania. He was rooting for the Eagles. You guys are like the big baby face. You're basically a baby face, which, do you know what baby face is? Not like physically in pro wrestling, the baby face is the good guy, the heel's the bad guy. You're the baby face for sure.
Guys, we have a problem. Recent studies have shown that testosterone levels are falling in American men. Low T is linked to depression, low sex drive, and weight gain, so it's important to stay on top of it. You could go to a TRT clinic, but it's expensive, awkward, and in most cases, not necessary. You just need to stimulate your body's own natural testosterone production. It's time to check out the ultimate test stack at legacysubs.com. The majority of testosterone release occurs while you sleep, which is why the ultimate test stack features their best-selling sleep aid recovery PM. Test X9 stimulates testosterone, T-Assist inhibits estrogen, and Recovery PM gives you the best night's sleep you've ever had. You're gonna feel like a new man after trying the ultimate test stack for 30 days. If you don't believe me, check out all the verified 5-star reviews on Top Rated. Legacy Sports Nutrition is founded by 3-time world champion and SmackDown general manager, Mr. Nick Aldis, and 11-time women's champion and future Hall of Famer, Mickie James. And they personally use these products themselves. If you need more assurance, they're NSF certified, third-party lab tested, and made in the USA in an FDA inspected facility. And because you listen to this show, you can save 10% off your order at legacysubs.com now by using Gabby at checkout. That's G-A-B-B-Y. That's legacysubs.com, LegacySubs.com. It's time to level up with legacy.
All right. And then something, obviously, you mentioned Philly. You're very familiar with that stadium. And what is something you would say? I mean, you have played for the Eagles for as long as you have. So I'm guessing you think that the Eagle fan base is the greatest fan base in sports. You would say that. But for people, because WrestleMania, everyone's going to be coming from all over the place. Like, what should they be expecting from, this Philadelphia fan base, this Philly crowd, because they are one of a kind, I will say. I'm not the biggest fan, but you're very used to them. Like, what would you say for like people that are going to be experiencing it for the first time?
Well, it's gonna be outside, so I know it's gonna be something that, a lot of people. I don't know. I haven't been to a actual WrestleMania event in person, just only on what's the name. But I don't like with the stadiums that they
that they normally go to. I'm not sure if they ever had it outside, so that'd be kind of cool, you know,
Yeah,
having
it's been outside before.
Oh, it's been outside before? Okay,
Yeah.
so I probably just never, they just do a good job of like not showing that part of the stadium. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? When
Yeah.
when you watch it on TV. So I just feel like, yeah, they're gonna enjoy that. It's gonna be a nice stadium. Mr. Lurie, they do a good job of like just everything that they put on in that stadium. And I think for me, just being in attendance, it's gonna be loud, electric, you know, a bunch of people yelling and screaming and you know, everything else that they're gonna be doing. I'm excited for the entertainment. Because I really, you know, just haven't been as hip as I was back then, but now they're gonna make me become a big fan again
Yeah,
of wrestling,
of
you know, at
course.
this age.
As hip as you were back then, like you're like a professional athlete. I think you're pretty hip. Like you're Brandon Graham. I mentioned
Oh
I was
yeah,
talking to you
I'm
in
saying in
wrestling.
wrestling, you know,
Yeah.
because I used to be on it, knowing all
Yeah.
everybody, like, but now I just it died down. But you know, of course, I still pay attention to it, but not as much as I was. I was, you know, obsessed because that was the conversation that you had to have at the bus stop, with the guys, and you know, you got to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I gotta find for you like the diehard pro wrestlers that are like diehard Eagles fans, because a lot of them go to like their favorite football games of the teams that they like super support, and some of them are like crazy supporters. So we gotta find some from Philly that we could introduce you to and talk to, so that when they come to the Eagles games, you kind of know. Maybe you'll get a belt. Maybe they'll bring it and like show it to you, like some cool stuff. Some good people out of Philadelphia. I mean, it's just. Your fans are a little nuts. Like, do you, they're just a little crazy.
Well, that's you talking because you know, you told me earlier you ain't really messed with them Eagles like that. And we got your Saquon from Penn State.
I
So now
know.
you gotta now you ain't got no choice but to move us up in the rankings, I guess, because we was at the bottom.
You're killing me here. You're gonna really make me sway, and I'm gonna get a lot of shit talk to my face about it. But listen, I told a lot of my friends that are Eagles fans that I was talking to you today, and they're insanely jealous because they're like BG 55, like all this. And I'm like, I guess I call him Brandon because I don't know him like you know him, I guess. And I'm like, yeah, he's really nice. He's cool.
That's so funny because most of the people that be obsessed with, like, you know, just with their sports, people that's not as obsessed always get to meet people, you know, that's a part of
Yes.
their a part of friends, you know, following, you know what I'm saying? Because I know people love them Eagles and especially in Philly, and for you to not love them and have them where you have them. For us to have this conversation, I know they definitely was like, how? Like, how? Of all people, how?
I know. I'm excited. And then I tell them you're a pro wrestling fan, and they're like, oh my God, like that makes me like him even more. Like, I'm so excited about it. So I think you're going to blow up in the pro wrestling world at this point now. You're going to turn a lot of people to be Eagles fans. So, you know, you're
Hey, I'm on
welcome.
Gabby's podcast. I mean, you got millions of people following you, I'm sure.
I mean, millions is a little bit of a stretch, Brandon. I don't want to give you the wrong, impression of me. I do okay. You know what I mean? But like, you're
No,
going to.
I'm just throwing it out there because that's what it's gonna be later on. Because that's what you said, right? You said that
Yes.
you're trying to continue to keep on, you know, making people feel good, and you know, you'll make sure that the people you work for love what you do, and you know,
Yeah.
we're just here to help.
Listen, I haven't even, you might be more of an old school pro wrestling fan than me. I didn't start watching pro wrestling until almost just 6 years ago. So when me and you talk pro wrestling, your old school people are like Undertaker and stuff. I didn't even watch it when they were like really in it. So I love talking to people that have that different kind of perspective of stuff because I'm like a newer fan, I would say. And you're coming back into it, but also with the old school like values of what you used to see. So I'm excited to see your journey of like becoming a big fan again, because I'm gonna text you every Monday for during Raw and text you every Friday during SmackDown, and we're gonna talk about every show, obviously.
I'm gonna be
And
like,
I'm gonna
yeah, I
quiz
caught
you
it. You
on
got
some
me back
stuff.
into it now. So
Yeah.
you got me back into it.
Listen, it's off season. It's fine. You can watch pro wrestling right now. What else are you doing? You know what I mean? And then in camp, you can make time for it, I guess, after. But you know, you mentioned it's your last, so like it's your last year coming up, which is crazy. Like, how do you feel? Are you coming into the season different because of that? Like, is your mindset like a little Like, are you going to be more emotional? Is it one of those things for you now, knowing like it's going to be your last first at a lot of situations?
I think it's more of I'm gonna get more video and, you know, pull out my GoPro a lot more, just record everything I can, because this is all you look back on and be like, dang, I remember this, but dang, I wish I would have recorded the moment during that moment, because it was some funny stuff that happened, you know, that you probably can't catch if you're not recording, you know what I'm saying? So if it's just like randomly just putting it up, you know, putting on a video and just, you know, seeing what happens. I mean, this is one of those things where I want to be able to look back and be like, man, I remember that. I remember this. And a lot of people probably wish that, you know, oh, man, I'm more thankful that, man, I'm glad you recorded that because you sent that to me and they didn't even know I had it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get nobody in no trouble or nothing. It's just more about if I can record and just kind of have that for me. And if it's something good, you know, I would definitely send it to the person that's probably on there talking, or see the young self on where they are now compared to where they was at that time when they seen the, where the video was being shot. But I just think collecting all the pictures and videos that I can this year, and on top of that, just be me, you know, don't be nothing else than myself.
I love that, because it's all about, I guess, like, you know, appreciating the little moments. And it's not like you're down and out. You're only 35, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, it's all, you just turned. No, it's your birthday.
I'll be 36 April 3rd.
April 3rd. And you know, that's WrestleMania week.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I go to New York.
That's insane.
I go to New York April 3rd. And then I come back for the 4th. And then I come see you on the 7th.
Wow. Okay. So I'm a big birthday girl. Are you like celebrate your birthday in a bit? Like, I mean, you have kids now, yeah. So it's different. Some people aren't like, it's not about me, it's all about my kids. But like, it's all about the birthdays.
You know what it's about with me? All right, on my birthday, I don't want to do nothing. So look, when I wake up from my town to that, it's like, if I want to go walk out, go downtown real quick and come on back, you know, you can check in with me, say what up, but I'm on my way. I just want a free day.
Yeah.
Free day. That's my gift as a parent, you know, just want to have a free day. And because I really try to, you know, be as best as I can. Like right now I'm in the car line, just trying to wait on the kids. You know,
oh my gosh.
Just little stuff like that. Just enjoying time, you know, that you can't get back. And then enjoying your off time too. Cause like I tell wife, you better pick your off time. Cause I mean, if you need it today, just let me know. Most of the time, I mean, I'm doing stuff anyway. And y'all, as women, y'all think about way more stuff than we ever think about. And so I'm always like, if I can do half of the job that you do, then I'm winning. Because,
man,
you know, that's just what y'all, yeah, this is the way y'all wire. Y'all always, the little things that we probably look over or don't really notice, it's like those details. Y'all definitely are the details of that makes us look good.
Damn, you're winning the hearts of a lot of female pro wrestling fans that are listening, because a lot of men don't say the right things, and that was a good thing to say. So, and definitely your wife is very lucky then. I'm going to have to let her know that you were saying nice things, because that was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you. But, you know, it's just really like, that's what you learn. That's what you learn. Like, dang, you know, I mean, I just accept it that I just don't think that way, you know, in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thinking about this, and this is where I'm at. And the communication is big in every relationship for sure. And I just know that, like I tell her, if I'm doing half of what you're doing, I'm cooking. So I ain't, you know, I ain't in competition, but I do compete to try to make sure that I let you know that we in this together. It's not just a one way thing.
That's kind of amazing. I wish more men had that kind of mindset, or more husbands and more dads, because it's always a balance, and it's always, you need to figure out your dynamic in any kind of relationship and just figure out what works. It's not the same for everybody. Every situation obviously is so different. Every family is so different. So, I mean, that has to help with your mindset of the stress and the pressures of the job that you have, which is, it's a lot of work, obviously. So it must be nice to have such a good support system to come home to and just know that, like, you're good and you got the routine and you're down. Like, that's an amazing thing. So kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos to the Grams. I'm a fan.
I appreciate you. You know what? It's really being okay with communicating your feelings. And even if it hurt somebody feelings at the time, it's like, look, at least I told you the truth. This is how I feel. Because it's about compromise. And we all, want it our way or not, or some people don't want it. No, like they always think about their partner. It's like, I'm always thinking about my partner, but there's times where I'm like, look, I'm tired. I just need a moment. Give me this. All right, cool. Glad you told me instead of just walking around pouting and being mad, without me explaining why I am. Just like even with females, same thing. I can't read your mind. Please tell me. So because I'm a fixer. I try to fix it, but if you just need to sit and talk or vent, all right, tell me this ain't the fixing time. I'ma just sit there and listen. But it's just you gotta communicate that because us as men, it would go over our head. We would walk around and be like, why are you mad? And you ain't telling me nothing. You expect me to know because you say I you supposed to love me and all that. It's like, look, no, I don't read minds. If I did, I promise you, I would have been had everything ready for you. But
Exactly.
I don't.
That's so funny.
But
Yeah,
yeah,
the passive
it'd be
aggressive
cool
shit.
though.
Nobody likes that, you know?
Nobody like it. Nobody wins in that. Like you still don't
No.
get what you was looking for. And I still don't know really what you was mad about. Other than we mad at each other now because now we was yelling over nothing, over something that I didn't even know what you was still mad about. But
And then it's just petty at that point. And it's just, I'm just mad. You say sorry first. No, I'm not saying sorry first because I was pissed off first. Like, it's just ridiculous.
I did this already. I compromised for you last time. You ain't, so yeah, I already know.
So
But you just
funny.
gotta enjoy the journey, baby. Enjoy
Yeah.
the
Listen,
journey.
I love that so much. That's amazing. But hopefully you have a good birthday at home on the 3rd. Hopefully it's nice and nobody bothers you, nobody talks to you, because that's what you want. But then on the 7th, we're gonna part. Listen, I'm gonna party it up. I'm gonna make sure you're celebrating on the 7th. We're gonna go. I'm finally gonna I'll meet I'll get to see you at WrestleMania, and we might be doing something kind of cool, which it's not finalized yet, so we're not gonna announce anything, but I'm excited because I think we'll get you doing some cool stuff, and we'll wait to get that out there because nothing's done yet, you know. But I'm excited. I'm gonna
Nothing
bring the
set in
party to
stone.
you on the 7th. I'm gonna make
Okay.
sure you're celebrating because listen, you're 36 is a good age. Why not? You know what I mean? It's and you're crushing
We
it, and you're
still
gonna be at
young.
your first WrestleMania.
First
So.
one. So I'm with Gabby, at
With
the same
me,
time.
of all people. And by the way, I just hope you realize like that's gonna be like I'm known as like the party, like the partier, that's what they say. So like you're gonna have a good time with me. And now it's a birthday, you throw it into the mix. It's gonna be a long day for you. With me. I'm from Jersey. We don't mess around.
Well,
I
I
told you that.
appreciate you.
But it's the East
No,
Coasters.
I know.
But I'm
And we're gonna have
excited.
a good time. I'm excited.
I'm super excited, and I'm excited to have you on the pod. I'm excited to like introduce you to the Gabby AF fans. I am excited to introduce you to the pro wrestling fan base because they should know that a mega NFL player like yourself is a pro wrestling fan and that we love it and that it's a great crossover. So like I'm so excited for everyone to get to know you, and I'm so excited for you to possibly be mingling with the fans at some point on the 7th, but it'll be your birthday, and they better say happy birthday to you if they see you, because you're Brandon Effing Graham, in
Well,
my opinion. I didn't even curse for it because that's how much I respect you.
thank you. I
I
appreciate you.
hope you had fun
I
on my podcast today. I hope
did.
you did.
I did. I did. It was cool, something different. You the first, because I haven't been on a pro wrestling podcast, at least
Wow.
talking wrestling.
I
So,
love being the
first
first.
for everything,
You're my
being the
first football
first.
player. Well, on the podcast.
Ooh,
On the
on the
podcast.
podcast.
Yeah.
Yep, I got you.
Let's not throw that out there. That's going to be a headline in a weird way for me
Right,
because.
in a weird way. I was gonna say they gonna get you with that one. I was about to
Not
say, hey,
a good look for me at that point.
you know how people dig in, boy. They definitely
Listen.
created a funny narrative.
There's no bad press, right? Isn't it like there's no bad publicity, something
Nah,
like that? But.
it's nothing bad. It's how you take it. It's definitely how you take it.
Well, Brandon, you've been the best. Oh, and anyone watching, he's in a different location because that's how we do these things. So we went from one place to the next because Brandon's a very busy man. So this is what we had to do. And I don't really care because I just appreciated having him on that. If we have another interview and you're in a different location, I'll take it. Look, he's moving to the line. It's amazing. We're getting background.
Yeah, they're about to come in.
They're about to come in. All right.
They're about to come in and start screaming in a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Brandon, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate you and I can't wait to see you at WrestleMania.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As always, guys, I can't wait to talk to you next week. LYMNB, love you most, no back. It's nothing less because you rocking with the best. Now we about to get Gabby AF.